Good morning. It's a takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. $700 billion hearings on Capitol Hill have begun, where Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is speaking before a Senate committee, and also Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. And I'm sure you could do a lot with that money, too.
You know, early this morning, it seemed kind of outlandish, the idea that you would just bold-facedly stare into the camera or stare into the microphone and ask for $700 billion. But you know what? It's not outlandish at all.
This is Claudia from Amerenik. Oh, Daddy, I need a brand new car, champagne, caviar. Oh, Daddy, I need $700 billion. That's all.
That's what we asked you to do.
Right, we asked you for your pitch for $700 billion. And we all had some singing, but what about giving the money to a smarty?
Good morning. This is Troy from North Dakota, and I need $700 billion right now because just this last weekend, I took a free IQ test on Facebook, and I scored a 152. That's genius level. Einstein himself was only like a 160. That's only 8 points higher than me, and I need this cash quick and clean. I'm dealing with some serious regret here. All my life, I've been spending all my time just earning my paychecks. If I had known I'm a genius, I would have gotten to work on big problems like curing cancer or solving a global financial crisis or finding a way for the Cubs to win a series. You know, stuff that really matters.
I mean, we love Troy, but it's not working for me. So can we get interest on our $700 billion?
I can pay it back over a period of, let's say 2,000 years, and I'll give you $1,000 a minute. Now, that should cover the principal. As far as the VIG, we'll have to talk about that.
The VIG, you know, that's the mob word for interest, the VIG.
I didn't know that, yeah. but now I did. And some of the pitches were, well, they were just so selfless because they were for the children.
Hi, this is Rena from Manhattan. I'd love $700 billion to help fix the education system. In New York City, in this country, $700 billion would help a lot. Thanks.
That's a good pitch. What about your own children?
My name's George Shepherd, calling from Westchester. Diapers are expensive, and so is formula. And by the time my two girls go to college, it's going to cost $700 trillion.
Well, there you go. College educations,
right.
Or how about film projects?
Had to be one of those.
It's Reese from the Bronx. I've got this film project I'm working on. It's gone a little bit over budget. We're probably going to need a loan of like $720 billion, 20 extra billion just for the director, myself.
Is that James Cameron? Flattery actually gets you everywhere in this venture.
Good morning, this is Jim from Westchester. John, you're an intelligent, articulate, well-rounded individual. And I think, you know, with your experience, you understand that it would be grossly, grossly unpatriotic if you didn't supply the $700,000. Dare I say communistic?
Only $700K.
Yeah, he's asking for a bargain.
Such
and
a deal.
But I'd like an investment, I think. Should we give money to this one?
David Bogoyan here at the University of Newton Square, Worcester, Mass. I need $700 billion. I got a great idea. I'll tell you about it later. I'll kick back $100 million to you, pay you interest, and your kids will have a great life after you're gone. Give me a call back. Thanks a lot.
Sounds good to me.
He's going to tell you about the idea later, after you give him the money.
Just a little cash. One more?
Harry from Bergen County. I forgot to go to the ATM this morning. Do you think you have $700 billion you can lend me just until... I don't know, a year from now?
Sure, sure. And one more?
This is a sticker. I want $700 billion as soon as possible. Thank you.
No more calls. We have a winner.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.